This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right into it. I've got a few hours to unpack the sports conversations. Dial 888-808-1019. Let's run through the tape. It's been another good week, another exciting week. Shout out to Dave and Susan kicking off our 2025 coverage of Yankees baseball on the Yankees radio network. What an exciting finish to that game if you were just listening. TJ Rumfield and the young Yankees pulling through in dramatic fashion. An exciting game in spring training for the Mets. But we're off these spring training games. We don't want to see any more injuries. We know who the opening day starters are going to be. We're starting to look at opening day ticket prices. We're starting to get the feeling of 162 approaching. But that's not where I'm going to go. That's not where we should start. We got to start with the St. John's Red Storm. Zubi Ejiofor, Rick Pitino, and these guys, a tale of two halves. And you kind of knew, right? Or maybe you didn't know, but I kind of knew. That first half, I think Marquette had a 15-point lead. That first half, Marquette came out, hit 100% of their free throws. Marquette came out knocking down some threes. Marquette came out, and they just looked like they had a little bit of the upper hand, but that 15-point lead turned into a 2-point lead at half, and it was 37-35. And I mean, in the second half, they just imposed their will. And, you know, these guys just played a week ago, not even. Last Saturday, and St. John's beat Marquette at the buzzer. The story continues. 888-808-1019. It's March now, March Madness, as we approach the Ides of March and St. John's advances. And there was a call for more fans to come out. There was a call for there to be more red in the building. There were some people saying, oh, St. John's fans aren't here to support the team. Well, New Yorkers work. It was a 12 o'clock game yesterday, noon tip-off, and they handle business, and then they played a night at 6:30 against Marquette, and there was a much better showing. You could see it. You could hear it. Maybe you are leaving the Garden. Maybe you can call me and tell me exactly what you felt, what you saw. But I see a team that is putting the city on their back. I see some young guys that just have the moxie, the mojo, the talent to keep this thing rolling. And so now they advance to the Big East Tournament Championship tomorrow at 6:30, and – I'll get eyes in here right now on UConn versus Creighton, but they got to get it done, right? All of this talk, all of this hype, all of this momentum, all of these people now interested in St. John's basketball, the Red Storm, everybody rooting for the Johnnies, more conversation around the team than you've ever heard, it seems, on WFAN. I mean, the last time they were this good, WFAN wasn't on air. You know, it was the mid-80s. I mean, I wasn't even born yet. What do I know? What I know is I've never seen this, and it's a fun time to be a St. John's fan, especially if you're alumni or you're a longtime fan that you just stay down until you come up, right? You stay down and you believe and you know that eventually the law of averages, it's gonna come back around. Well, not even the law of averages. It's Rick Pitino. It's the NIL, the transfer portal. And St. John's is, you know, another win away from possibly being a 2 seed in the national tournament, possibly really going into the round of 64 and making some noise and advancing. Who knows, man? Who knows? 888-808-1019. I see baseball calls rolling in, and I'll tease a little bit of the baseball because, you know, the same way I'm looking at St. John's and I say stay down till you come up as a fan, right? You know, fans that root for the team through the lean years and just hope that 1 year is their year. I mean, it's turning into a Mets world all around us. It's a Mets world, and we're just living in it, right? It seems like this is the year for Mets fans to build off of the trip to the NLCS last year. You go out and get Juan Soto. There's a Juan Soto doc airing. Juan Soto's still mashing home runs. He's making sliding catches. You're starting to really see the team take shape. I mean, injuries can't even slow him down. You lose Jeff McNeil, but you got Brett Beatty. You've got Luis Angel Acuna, and a lot of Mets fans want to see the young kids play anyway. David Stearns wants to see the young kids play anyway. You move on from Jose Iglesias, something else is going to materialize. You got the Mets house in Union Square. I was listening to Evan today say that the Mets have the highest average ticket cost for opening day. That's a hot ticket. Might right now be the hottest ticket in the country for opening day. And, you know, it's interesting, right? Like, you get the richest owner in the sport. You get a baseball mind like Stearns. You put them together, and it doesn't happen right away. Stay down till you come up. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen over a year, 2 years, 3 years. But I think this is year five, and it's starting to really look like something is starting to materialize. I mean, even Mr. Met has muscles now. It took him a couple years in the gym carrying those trumpets on top of the dog. It took him some time to get his arms right. 888-808-1019. The Mets right now, with Clay Holmes named as their opening day starter, another former Yankee that they're able to take and put in their pitching lab and turn into a starter. And he's looked like arguably one of the best starters through spring training. And I know it's spring training. But the transition has worked well for him. He's ready to take the ball. We'll listen to Clay Holmes as he was asked about getting the honor to open up the season for the Mets. And Kodai Senga goes from the ghost fork ball to the miracle ball. And you're looking at this team now with young talent. You're looking at this team now with some new faces, some of the best players in baseball, and you're starting to dream. Is this the year? Stay down till you come up. Is this the year that the Mets go to back-to-back postseason appearances? Is this the year that they have enough to get past whoever they're going to face in the NL East? Is this the year that they have enough to take a step forward and get past the NLCS? Who knows? But that's the optimism you have. That's the optimism you carry as we head into another 162. 888-808-1019. Just trying to get everybody healthy and right. Sean Manaea is on the mend. Brandon Nimmo says he should be ready at the least to DH on opening day. But even if he's not, they have enough depth. They have guys like Jose Siri. They have Tyrone Taylor. They have guys that they can plug in. Almost too many guys when you think about Starling Marte or Jesse Winker. You know, different guys that they're going to find spots for even in the rotation, Stern Soji feels good about their depth. They've got three guys in the back end of the rotation between Paul Blackburn and Tyler McGill and Griffin Canning, where they're prepared. And as Mets fans look across at Yankees fans who see Carlos Rodon get the nod, and I'm rooting for Carlos Rodon. I'm happy for him. Happy for him and his family, as he will be the opening day starter in the Bronx. It's just how it lined up. You lose Gerrit Cole. Max Fried, being the number two starter, gets bumped to number one. Max Fried was in line not to pitch on Thursday, March 27th. He was in line to pitch on Saturday, the 29th. So Carlos Rodon is now your opening day starter. And I hope he can pick up where he was in the ALDS, where he struck out the side and had the stadium rocking, and learn from that experience to control his emotions a bit. And I hope Yankee fans support him. I hope he grows his beard out a little bit, has some beard power now that he's allowed to, as we embark on another season where so many people are ready to write the Yankees off. So many people are ready to say that the Yankees aren't the Yankees. Just in town, right? It's a Mets town now, Yankee fans. Right? We got to bow down. We got to bend the knee. We're a little bro all of a sudden before any games actually start. I can't subscribe to that as I look at the sold-out George M. Steinbrenner Field tonight, as I look at pictures and videos of Yankee fans down there in Tampa, and I head down on Monday to see a couple games next Tuesday and Wednesday. The Yankees are still very much the Yankees, but let the hype die down. Let the expectations die down. Let at least the initial bar be lowered for a bit. And guys will rise. 888-808-1019. We're going to see what this team looks like with a lot of new guys and young guys on the team playing a lot of innings, playing a lot of games for the first time. I can't wait to see Austin Wells in year two leading off. Cody Bellinger as a Yankee, fulfilling the prophecy from when he was a little boy and his dad was a Yankee. I can't wait to see Paul Goldschmidt turn back the clock and remind people he's one of the best hitters in baseball, and he's not done. For all the talk of Jason Dominguez's struggles in left field, I think we got to accept it, move on from it, and understand that this guy's a rookie, and it's been 5 years in the making, and now it's his time to bring his bat, bring his glove, and contribute. The Yankees are going to need him. Obviously, you saw Aaron Judge back in right field, and he throws out a runner at home, and it just reminds you, we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. Aaron Judge in right field. Aaron Judge can't have a slow April. He's got to be the MVP, and I think he's ready to carry. I'm pretty sure he's fired up and motivated off of the way last season ended and all of the talks and things from the offseason to do what he's got to do. Guys like Anthony Volpe have to take a step forward. Guys like Oswaldo Cabrera have to take a step forward. Jazz Chisholm's first full year in Yankee pinstripes, I expect him to play like an all-star. He's going to talk the talk. He's got to walk the walk. And then you fill in the blanks with guys like a J.C. Ascara who went deep tonight. A Ben Rice who went deep tonight. Maybe Dom Smith and Carlos Carrasco, two former Mets, will be involved somewhere early on this season. So be it. Run it. With the injuries to two guys in the rotation, the rookie of the year and the Cy Young winner from 2 years ago, you lose Heal, you lose Cole. Marcus Stroman, you're now needed. All of the talk from, you know, a month ago about pitchers and catchers and him reporting, that's gone away. You're needed now to pitch and contribute. Guys like Max Fried's first year in pinstripes. You wanted to be here, right? You wanted to be a Yankee? Let's see it. Guys like Will Warren, who we saw bits and pieces of last year. No, now you're going to have a big role. You're going to have an opportunity to show you belong. So I think all of this stuff is exciting. You rightfully so should be excited. Don't let anyone rain on your parade. Don't let anyone tell you what is going to be or what isn't going to be. None of us have any idea. I didn't know St. John's was going to be this good in year two of Rick Pitino. I didn't know the Mets were going to continue to make all of these moves and changes and literally rebrand their franchise, where now there are young guys picking up the Mets hat. There are older Mets fans saying, yeah, we'll go back to the ballpark, Steve. You don't want us to be 18th out of 30? Well, we're showing up opening day. We're going to go see Juan Soto. We're going to go see what this team looks like. And the Yankees never have to worry about ticket sales. The Yankees never have to worry about attendance. But they know that their fans are locked in. They're smart. Their fans are going to care about every single pitch, every out, and they got to bring it. They got to bring it. They got to win games out of the gate. So 888-808-1019, we'll start talking about the Johnnies. Let me know if you were out there tonight, if you're driving home, if you were in there and watched the game. Tale of two halves, but ultimately on their home floor, Madison Square Garden, with their fans behind them, the Johnnies pulled through. They win to advance. The Mets down there in Florida doing their thing in spring training. The Yankees doing their thing in spring training. You get to hear Dave Sims and Susan as a tandem for the first time. Spring training for them, but you know those two are pros. Those two are going to be great this year. And just that fast, you know, we're back to baseball and March Madness. It's a fun time. All right, let's take this break here. Dial 888-808-1019. We've got a lot more to unpack around Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, more moves being made in the NFL, a lot of talk about Justin Fields, the Jets, you know, just a lot of sports conversations going on, and we'll get into it. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. I will be right back.
Queen!
How about the Johnnies? Zubi Ejiofor, 33 points, 9 rebounds. Boss. I'm looking at all the post-game comments and stuff. You just got to be happy for these kids and Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino at 72. St. John's, after losing Lou Carnesecca last year, it's like a real-life movie. It's a story. R.J. Lewis Jr. talking about the home court advantage and the Johnnies being undefeated at home. And yeah, so now we wait to see if it's UConn, to see if it's Creighton. And they got one more to get here, and then they go dancing for real. 888-808-1019. Trying to get some Red Storm fans on the line. Trying to get some people to talk Johnnies. I know you guys can't wait to talk about Russell Wilson and Clay Holmes and Carlos Rodon. And we got all night for that. But fresh off the win in Madison Square Garden, I just want to keep it here for now, at least until we get into the 10 o'clock hour. This is never a thing, right? This, you know, this is my fourth year being on WFAN. I don't recall being able to talk about the Red Storm. I don't recall being, you know, we can. This is the second year of Rick Pitino. And even the jump from last year where they came up just short to this year, like now they're a real threat. Now they're making noise. And, yeah, when I look at this score, I think I had the box score from the first half saved. Compared to the second half, right? I said they had Marquette had a 15-point lead in the first half. And then St. John's comes back in the second half with a 19-point lead. They were just able to impose their will. Just to, you know, this team takes on the identity of the coach. They're conditioned. They're tough. They play the whole, oh, nice. Is that BT's music? Let's see. Can we put BT in live right now? BT, you driving home? BT, you there?
I'm here. What's up, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
What a pleasant surprise.
Oh, man. What a night, buddy. What's going on?
I mean, I'm in here. I'm watching, you know, coming off of UNC Duke. But, you know, we were watching the end of that game, watching the end of St. John's. And I'm just impressed with them. I'm like I said, this is a real-life movie. If you like sports, if you're a fan and you're seeing how this is playing out, I know that, you know, the job's not finished. But you were there tonight. I saw you looking sharp. I saw WFAN covering it. I saw that the fans did come out. Tell us what you saw. Tell us what you're thinking, how you're feeling.
Well, I'm feeling great. And more importantly, I think St. John's fans are feeling just absolutely awesome. And you're right. The job's not done. And I love what you said. I just got in the car as I heard you say, you know, connecting the dots from Coach Carnesecca's passing. It really is. It's a real-life movie. And you don't get stuff like this too often, man. You just don't, where things kind of connect, even when they don't seem like they're quite ready to connect. I knew St. John's was going to be good. But, man, oh, man, they're 18-0 at home. They're number 6 in the country. And they're getting better every game. It's a wild ride. It's absolutely bonkers, dude.
Yeah, it's just something that we all can get behind being in the city. It's something that everybody can latch onto. You don't have to know the history. You don't have to know all the players, but you can't ignore what's happening right now. I think everybody fills out a bracket. I think all sports fans, you know, get into college basketball around this time. you know, the Big East tournament being in the Garden all these years, for them to have the opportunity tomorrow night to end it and then go on to the, you know, round of 64, like, it's special.
Yeah, you talk about filling out a bracket, right? So when St. John's was at its heyday, obviously, with Coach Karnisecki and Mullen, the Final Four team in 85, I don't even remember if we were passing around brackets in school. We didn't have computers to print them up, so I don't know that we did. But if there were brackets that were being filled out back then, for years, you would just put St. John's, all right, they're going to win a couple. You would just push, you knew they were in the tournament, and you would push them through. So the old-timers, they're used to this. But what I think is so magical about this, Keith, is that there's not one generation of St. John's fans. There's two generations of St. John's fans that were passed over. And year after year, you know, and no disrespect to DePaul, but, you know, you play DePaul and, you know, the noon tip, and it's like, you know, there's no chance to do anything. You hope you squeeze out one. You hope for a little Garden magic. But what's happening now, you can just tell by the amount of St. John's gear. The starter jackets are back, you know, splashed all around Times Square. The visuals, the social media, I mean, they are piping hot. And I'll tell you what, let me be the first to say it, and maybe this will come back to bite me, and that's fine. I want UConn tomorrow night. If you're a St. John's fan and you're rooting for anything other than the back-to-back defending champions, tomorrow night at 6:30 on Fox with my man Gus, who I saw Gus tonight. Gus is the best. You know, big game feel. That's who you want. Not that you won't take Creighton. If you beat Creighton, you'll still cut down the net. But it really couldn't align itself any better. All these years, man, on the outside looking in, just really a program that had collected dust and forgot how to win, forgotten, really never learned how to.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Transition to the big business of college sports, and they take a massive swing on Rick Pitino, who had nowhere else to go at that point. I mean, he could have stayed at Iona, sure, but nowhere else to go in terms of a big school with some lineage. And it's lined up, and I'll tell you, it's phenomenal. They're the story, man. And I know, you know, we're talking every day about Rodgers and the Jets and Justin Fields and the Yanks and the Mets. And, yeah, hey, pause all that. We'll get to all that. Right now, the town is red, and it says St. John's.
If you did not know, we're joined by the voice of the Red Storm, Brandon Tierney. The Johnny's Report is brought to you by Sullivan Papain. You know, let's, with all the conversation about how much money these kids make and how it's not amateur sports, they're pros now. Like, something that I picked up on, like, the chance for Zubi Ejiofor, the Zoo chance, and even watching him in the post game, he looks like a kid. Let's not forget that these are young men. He literally just said, like, we're going to need Johnny's Nation to come out, show out, just really support like they've done all year. When they were chanting my name at the end of the game, I couldn't control myself. He's not Kevin Durant. This is a young guy living a dream. Can you speak about him and these young guys getting this opportunity and how they're not pros yet? This is special.
Yeah, and I want to say this, you know, I get it. I'm around it all the time, and it means more to me because I get to talk to them and I really get to know them. I don't mean it means more to me as enjoying the ride. I don't mean that at all, but knowing the character of these young men. And you and I talked, I think it was on Sunday, and I communicated a story where I bumped into Simeon Wiltshire's dad, and he had tears coming down his face. Like, he's just so proud of his son. These young men, and they are young men, and they are getting paid, and they should, because the NCAA has been a racket for years, they've exploited these young men forever. So it's about time they're getting something in their pocket. But they are such good ambassadors, not only for the school, but for the city. Like, the genuine gratitude. And I'm there early. Like, today, I was there at about 4:40 today. So I'm really on the court when you first see the first few fans start to trickle in. And even with the business of a Big East championship and hopefully well beyond that for this team, they always come over and take pictures and communicate with the young fans and even the older fans. They are very aware of what they mean to the city and the support base that they had, their parents and their siblings and their aunts and their uncles. And now Walter Berry's back and he's getting all these kids. And it's, I can't speak highly enough of their character and their fortitude. They are outstanding young men. I love this team. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, you got to love it. I talked about how they were down in the first half by 15. They come back. It's a two-point game. And for me, I kind of just knew. I'm like, Marquette's not beating them. Even though they played close last Saturday, March 8th, buzzer beater, I'm like, these kids aren't going to lose. Can you speak about Rick Pitino? Because I say that they take on his persona. They mimic his personality. And I say that a lot about teams. But he had a quote after the game. He says, there's no panic in this stock market. This was a brilliant night for us.
Yeah.
And now we're in the championship game. This guy is, he's a movie character himself. He's such a G.
He really is, man. He's one of a kind. I've said it many times. I think he's the greatest coach in the history of college basketball. I won't get into the reasons why again. I've done it a few times. And I understand that that's a debatable point. I respect the other names and the Dean Smiths and the Woodens and the Coach K's. Of course, that's a deeper, you know, conversation over a couple of drinks to have. And there's no right or wrong answer. But what I find amazing about Rick, listen, there's a lot of – and Shaka, by the way, is a great young coach. There's a lot of well-principled, outstanding X's and O's coaches, okay? There's a lot of them. Mark Few is great at Gonzaga. There's plenty of them. Tom Izzo at Michigan State. But I think what makes him so special is that he walks that fine line of being so demanding and so into the micro fine points of the game, but he also lets them play with a freedom that I don't think every coach lets their team play with. What I mean by that is if you fought, now I know a lot of people that jump in and now I get that, and that's awesome. And welcome to the party. It's been a fun party. So I'm happy that people are jumping in. But one of Rick's main messages this year, because St. John's doesn't shoot the ball that well. Now, the percentages have gotten better, and I can see the progress from where they were. But Rick always says, even after victories, hey, guys, shoot, 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 shoot. How many coaches tell you, I don't care if you miss 10 straight, shoot. And you listen, you played ball. You when you play with a freeness, but also an attention to detail, now the mind and the body can start to sync up in a way that gives you the results that we currently have with St. John's. He is the master.
Job's not finished. One more to get. How'd you make out with the whole wallet thing, the Apple Pay? I'm assuming you're heading home now and you're good. You survived the rest of the day.
Yeah, what an idiot, man. That was driving me nuts. By the way, I would solve, Keith, it was solved in 2 minutes, man. I went downstairs. I went to the bank. They're like, well, and they know me, but I didn't have any ID. So they're like, well, we can't just give you, I just needed $100 just to get on with my day, get something to eat, get gas, whatever. I had to pay for the parking. They literally clicked. They clicked. And I'm technologically savvy, clearly, but they clicked my card into my phone in a matter of seconds. And I'm like, wait, so I could just use this at the garage? You're like, yeah,
yep,
of course you can. Yeah, and then I just tapped it at the ATM. I took the $100 and I just went on my way. So, and now I'm back tomorrow, and it's going to be a ride, man. It's not finished, but boy, You know, we saw confetti against Seton Hall for the regular season championship. That confetti drops tomorrow night. The first person I'm going to think about is Lou Carnesecca. And then the next wave of thought is going to be for all the fans who felt a little disenfranchised, very unsatisfied with the direction for years, not the current regime, of St. John's decision makers in the past, and how they modernized this program in a year is nothing short of I know I use the word magical, but it's astounding. Because when you're in it every day, you know, and you call games at Villanova, and you go up to stores, and you see how these big-time programs operate, as I have, you know, even when the Big East was, before it broke up, a previous iteration, you realize, or at least I did, how far away they were from getting to this point. So to get here, the race is still being run, but boy, oh boy, it's never felt so good to be so tired and, you know, puffing for oxygen. Tomorrow night, you got to get it. And I'm going to reiterate, I want UConn. What's the score? Has that game, what's the score of the UConn game? Do you have something right now?
Yeah. 27-24.
Who's up?
Creighton.
UConn's up by three? Creighton's up by three. Okay. All right. Listen, Creighton is really good. McDermott's an outstanding coach. They can shoot the heck out of it. Clark Brent is he's going to be a late first-round pick. He's going to play 10 years in the NBA. That's going to be a stiff challenge. I want Hurley. I want the Huskies.
There it is. BT, you're the man. Go rest up and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Have a great show, brother. Thank you.
That was the Johnny's Report with Brandon Tierney, brought to you by Sullivan Papain at TrialLaw1.com. New York strong from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain. All right. You hear Marco in here cranking up that microphone? That means we got to go to a break.
If it doesn't break on me between now and the time the update starts, jeez.
Yeah, don't break the mic. We're going to break and then the update. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.